Question 91. You need to quickly build and train a model to predict the sentiment of customer reviews with custom categories without writing code. You do not have enough data to train a model from scratch. The resulting model should have high predictive performance. Which service should you use? Answer: AutoML Natural Language. Note 92. Your team is working on an NLP research project to predict political affiliation of authors based on articles they have written. If we just put inside the training set, validation set and test set, randomly text, paragraph or sentences, the model will have the ability to learn specific qualities about the author's use of language beyond just his own articles. Therefore, the model will mix up different opinions. Rather, if we divided things up at the author level, so that given authors were only on the training data, or only in the test data or only in the validation data, the model will find more difficult to get a high accuracy on the test validation, what is correct and have more sense. Because it will need to really focus in author by author articles rather than get a single political affiliation based on a bunch of mixed articles from different authors. Question 93. You have developed a logistic regression model with BigQuery ML that predicts whether offering a promo code for free popcorn increases the chance of a ticket purchase, and this prediction should be added to the ticket purchase process. You want to identify the simplest way to deploy this model to production while adding minimal latency. What should you do? Answer: run batch inference with BigQuery ML every 5 minutes on each new set of tickets issued. Question 94. You work for the AI team of an automobile company, and you are developing a visual defect detection model using TensorFlow and Keras. To improve your model performance, you want to incorporate some image augmentation functions such as translation, cropping, and contrast tweaking. You randomly apply these functions to each training batch. You want to optimize your data processing pipeline for runtime and compute resources utilization. What should you do? Answer: use Dataflow to create all possible augmentations, and store them as TF records. Question 95. You work for a magazine publisher and have been tasked with predicting whether customers will cancel their annual subscription. In your exploratory data analysis, you find that 90% of individuals renew their subscription every year, and only 10% of individuals cancel their subscription. After training an NN classifier, your model predicts those who cancel their subscription with 99% accuracy and predicts those who renew their subscription with 82% accuracy. How should you interpret these results? This is a good result because predicting those who cancel their subscription is more difficult, since there is less data for this group. Question 96. You need to build classification workflows over several structured datasets currently stored in BigQuery. Because you will be performing the classification several times, you want to complete the following steps without writing code: exploratory data analysis, feature selection, model building, training, and hyperparameter tuning and serving. What should you do? Answer: configure AutoML tables to perform the classification task. Question 97. You work for a retailer that sells clothes to customers around the world. You have been tasked with ensuring that ML models are built in a secure manner. Specifically, you need to protect sensitive customer data that might be used in the models. You have identified 4 fields containing sensitive data that are being used by your data science team: age, is_existing_customer, latitude_longitude, and shirt_size. What should you do with the data before it is made available to the data science team for training purposes? Answer: tokenize all of the fields using hash dummy values to replace the real values. Question 98. You work for a bank and are building a random forest model for fraud detection. You have a dataset that includes transactions, of which 1% are identified as fraudulent. Which data transformation strategy would likely improve the performance of your classifier? Answer: oversample the fraudulent transaction 10 times. Question 99. You work for a company that provides an anti-spam service that flags and hides spam posts on social media platforms. Your company currently uses a list of 200,000 keywords to identify suspected spam posts. If a post contains more than a few of these keywords, the post is identified as spam. You want to start using machine learning to flag spam posts for human review. What is the main advantage of implementing machine learning for this business case? Answer: posts can be compared to the keyword list much more quickly. Question 100. You are a data scientist at an industrial equipment manufacturing company. You are developing a regression model to estimate the power consumption in the company's manufacturing plants based on sensor data collected from all of the plants. The sensors collect tens of millions of records every day. You need to schedule daily training runs for your model that use all the data collected up to the current date. You want your model to scale smoothly and require minimal development work. What should you do? Answer: train a regression model using AutoML tables. Question 101. You work on a growing team of more than 50 data scientists who all use OWL platform. You are designing a strategy to organize your jobs, models, and versions in a clean and scalable way. Which strategy should you choose? Answer: use labels to organize resources into descriptive categories. Apply a label to each created resource so that users can filter the results by label when viewing or monitoring the resources. Question 102. You need to train a natural language model to perform text classification on product descriptions that contain millions of examples and 100,000 unique words. You want to pre-process the words individually so that they can be fed into a recurrent neural network. What should you do? Answer: identify word embeddings from a pre-trained model, and use the embeddings in your model. Question 103. You have a large corpus of written support cases that can be classified into three separate categories: technical support, billing support, or other issues. You need to quickly build, test, and deploy a service that will automatically classify future written requests into one of the categories. How should you configure the pipeline? Use AutoML natural language to build and test a classifier. Deploy the model as a REST API. Answer. Question 104. You are training a ResNet model on OWL platform using TPUs to visually categorize types of defects in automobile engines. You capture the training profile using the Cloud TPU Profiler plugin and observe that it is highly input bound. You want to reduce the bottleneck and speed up your model training process. Which modifications should you make to the TF data dataset? Choose two answers. Set the prefetch option equal to the training batch size. Decrease the batch size argument in your transformation. Answer. Question 105. Your team is building an application for a global bank that will be used by millions of customers. You built a forecasting model that predicts customers' one account balances 3 days in the future. Your team will use the results in a new feature that will notify users when their account balance is likely to drop below $25. How should you serve your predictions? 1. Build a notification system on Firebase. 2. Register each user with a user ID on the Firebase Cloud Messaging Server, which sends a notification when your model predicts that a user's account balance will drop below the $25 threshold. Answer. Question 106. You work for an online retail company that is creating a visual search engine. You have set up an end-to-end ML pipeline on Google Cloud to classify whether an image contains your company's product. Expecting the release of new products in the near future, you configured a retraining functionality in the pipeline so that new data can be fed into your ML models. You also want to use OWL Platform's continuous evaluation service to ensure that the models have high accuracy on your test dataset. What should you do? Answer. Extend your test dataset with images of the newer products when they are introduced to retraining. Question 107. You are the director of data science at a large company, and your data science team has recently begun using the Kubeflow Pipelines SDK to orchestrate their training pipelines. Your team is struggling to integrate their custom Python code into the Kubeflow Pipelines SDK. How should you instruct them to proceed in order to quickly integrate their code with the Kubeflow Pipelines SDK? Answer. Deploy the custom Python code to cloud functions, and use Kubeflow Pipelines to trigger the cloud function. Question 108. You are working on a neural network-based project. The dataset provided to you is columns with different ranges. While preparing the data for model training, you discover that gradient optimization is having difficulty moving weights to a good solution. What should you do? Answer. Use the representation transformation, normalization, technique. Question 109. Your data science team has requested a system that supports scheduled model retraining, Docker containers, and a service that supports autoscaling and monitoring for online prediction requests. Which platform components should you choose for this system? Answer. Vertex AI Pipelines and App Engine. Question 110. You are working on a classification problem with time series data and achieved an area under the receiver operating characteristic curve, AUC ROC, value of 99% for training data after just a few experiments. You haven't explored using any sophisticated algorithms or spent any time on hyperparameter tuning. What should your next step be to identify and fix the problem? Answer. Address data leakage by applying nested cross-validation during model training. Question 111. You have written unit tests for a Kubeflow pipeline that require custom libraries. You want to automate the Execution of unit tests with each new push to your development branch and cloud source repositories. What should you do? Answer. Using Cloud Build, set an automated trigger to execute the unit tests when changes are pushed to your development branch. Question 112. You are an ML engineer at an e-commerce company and have been tasked with building a model that predicts how much inventory the logistics team should order each month. Which approach should you take? Answer. Use a regression model to predict how much additional inventory should be purchased each month. Give the results to the logistics team at the beginning of the month so they can increase inventory by the amount predicted by the model. Question 113. You are an ML engineer at a mobile gaming company. A data scientist on your team recently trained a TensorFlow model, and you are responsible for deploying this model into a mobile application. You discover that the inference latency of the current model doesn't meet production requirements. You need to reduce the inference time by 50%, and you are willing to accept a small decrease in model accuracy in order to reach the latency requirement. Without training a new model, which model optimization technique for reducing latency should you try first? Answer. Model distillation. Question 114. You have been asked to productionize a proof-of-concept ML model built using Keras. The model was trained in a Jupyter notebook on a data scientist's local machine. The notebook contains a cell that performs data validation and a cell that performs model analysis. You need to orchestrate the steps contained in the notebook and automate the execution of these steps for weekly retraining. You expect much more training data in the future. You want your solution to take advantage of managed services while minimizing cost. What should you do? Answer. Write the code as a TensorFlow extended, TFX, pipeline orchestrated with Vertex AI pipelines. Use standard TFX components for data validation and model analysis, and use Vertex AI pipelines for model retraining. Question 115. You are an ML engineer at a bank. You have developed a binary classification model using AutoML tables to predict whether a customer will make loan payments on time. The output is used to approve or reject loan requests. One customer's loan request has been rejected by your model, and the bank's risks department is asking you to provide the reasons that contributed to the model's decision. What should you do? Answer. Use the feature importance percentages in the model evaluation page. Question 116. You are training an object detection model using a cloud TPU v2. Training time is taking longer than expected. Based on this simplified trace obtained with a cloud TPU profile, what action should you take to decrease training time in a cost-efficient way? Answer. Move from cloud TPU v2 to cloud TPU v3 and increase batch size. Question 117. You need to design a customized deep neural network in Keras that will predict customer purchases based on their purchase history. You want to explore model performance using multiple model architectures, store training data, and be able to compare the evaluation metrics in the same dashboard. What should you do? Answer. Create an experiment in Kubeflow pipelines to organize multiple runs. Question 118. You work for a gaming company that develops massively multiplayer online, MMO, games. You built a TensorFlow model that predicts whether players will make in-app purchases of more than $10 in the next 2 weeks. The model's predictions will be used to adapt each user's game experience. User data is stored in BigQuery. How should you serve your model while optimizing cost, user experience, and ease of management? Answer. Import the model into BigQuery ML. Make predictions using batch reading data from BigQuery, and push the data to Cloud SQL. Question 119. You have been asked to develop an input pipeline for an ML training model that processes images from disparate sources at a low latency. You discover that your input data does not fit in memory. How should you create a dataset following Google recommended best practices? Answer. Convert the images into TF records, store the images in cloud storage, and then use the TF data API to read the images for training. Question 120. Your data science team is training a PyTorch model for image classification based on a pre-trained REST net model. You need to perform hyperparameter tuning to optimize for several parameters. What should you do? create a Kubeflow pipelines instance, and run a hyperparameter tuning job on Kitib.